3, and good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGAL repeater. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGAL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W. Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
Thank you.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
W2VL. W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VL repeater.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
W2 repeater. W2VL.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
WHCDL Mobile, listening here. Andy, John, 82XS. What you listening to? Nothing, except when you came on to listen to you. Just getting onto the Southern State. Heading to a funeral. Just a place I really want to go to. But it's my uncle. I gotta pay my respects. He said he was holding his own, but oh well. Sorry to hear bad news. Well, when you reach the age of 88, I got 13 miles to go.
Okay.
I want to get there on time. Now, when you reach a certain age, the body says, okay, that's it. You know, I wish we could all live forever, but nobody does.
Right. That's right. And remember, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Yeah, and he's looking down at us, and he's saying, are you guys having a good time? That's what happens. Yep. Problem is, as I get older, it seems like things get faster and faster. It seems that way.
82, I can't. I thought it was the other way. As things get older, down. I don't know. Can't complain. What are you going to do? Life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, we do our thing in life, and then we move on. That's the way it is. So, anyway, what else is going on?
Not that much. I'm running my call. Hey, is there a flea market coming up in November?
Nearfest is in October. Where's Limark? Isn't that usually in September? Or that's been pushed up to November, isn't it?
I always thought it was in November.
Okay, then it is. I don't have the date on it, but that's okay. We got time. I just don't want the summer to go by. I like the warm weather.
You and me both. Yeah, so last week, me and Snapperhead, Jeff, went over there and took down that tower and antenna over off of Jim's house in Hicksville.
I know, I heard you talking about it. That's good. I got another friend. Actually, I spoke to him yesterday. He called me. And I told him I'd go up to his roof and fix his antennas. He's got antennas that are not even connected that are falling apart. But he's got other antennas that he wants to use, and he can't because the coax cable broke on one, and the rotor stopped turning on another, and he wants that fixed. But he also told me about this neighbor. I guess he's got somebody near him who's got I believe it's a Tri-X tubular tower with a beam on it. that new people moved into the house and they just want it taken down and discarded. So it's free, a free tower and antenna. I'm not sure if it's the same one that I heard about.
All right. Tubular. How far up off the ground is it, or above the house?
I don't know the model number of it, but it's a tri-X. It's a tubular. I have pictures of it. Got a tri-band beam on top. And the people that lived in the house moved in. And they want to take it down. So none of them are hams. So it's free for the asking. It's got a rotor in the bottom of the tower. I can send you the pictures. He just sent it to me yesterday. And it's in Belmore. So, you know, it's free. But then this guy, who's also in Belmore, has these antennas on his roof that he wants fixed. I told him I'd help him, but I've been just busy with other things. I thought I could give him a hand, unless you have the time, I don't know.
Hey, let me grab this phone number and I'll give you a call later.
Call me on the phone later. I have my cell with me. You know the number, it's always on. See you later, WHCDM.
W2OSR Mobile. W2VM.
K2KND, hello.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Hey, get in there. What a great day today.
That is nice, Dad. I was doing some lawn work. Trying to get my my grass to look good next season, so now is the time of the year you work on it.
Yeah, in theory, with the gardener, whatever he gets to it. Yeah, get that seed down. Hopefully when the snow comes, it packs it down there and you get a full time.
Yeah, well, what happens now is trying to get some grass to grow before it gets, you know, really bad. That'll winter over, and hopefully the root system will grow. So when it comes springtime, you got a healthy lawn.
Yeah, until we have a hot, burning sun, and the mold spores come out, and grass turns brown, and all. Yeah, we try. I think watering is still the key. Probably not the best at watering. With the sprinkler system, you have to turn it off a couple of the sections, maybe another 20 minutes or so. Probably have an easier time if we didn't have the alternate sprinkler system. For alternate days, you really have to oversell and soak for one day, so probably for the next day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, could I possibly drop off that bag of cables to you today?
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I have to allow Dolly. She has a doctor's appointment. Worst comes to worst, just open my gate and put it in.
All right. Well, I'm on Route 107. If I head there right now, I might make it before you leave. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. You definitely should be there before. All right. No problem.
All right. Anything else happening these days or not?
No. Just figuring out how to try to stagger admission camp before we have that. I assume there'll still be some form of advisories to be aware of.
Yeah, you don't know what they'll limit the maximum occupancy to, which means you got to kind of let people dribble in.
Or come up with some plan that encourages people to come in at 9:30 or quarter. That's what I'm trying to kind of gear to, just trying to figure it out.
I don't know. How about online reservations?
Yeah, but not everybody, you know, particularly guys of our, you know, not our age, but, yeah, I mean, guys of our age, many of them are not computer literate, so that's kind of unfair. No, I'm not sure. Maybe a reduced rate or no rate, you know. I'm off members, no rate, no charge at 10 o'clock. I think we have the landline, Bob, in case you can.
Okay, grab it. I'll be out here at W2OSR.
KD2FIU, KD2FIU, this is N2HUH. Nothing heard, N2HUH clear.
W2VL.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2OSR.
AJ2AK Mobile.
K2LIO, listening on 85.
AJ2AK Mobile.
AJ2AK from K2LIO.
K2LIO, this is AJ2AK. My name is John.
Hey John, name yourself. C-H-I-L, located in Glen Cove, and just playing around with a rig that I got just recently, but haven't put too much mileage on it. It's a Yaesu 818, and I'm still not really familiar with it, but I'm trying. Go ahead.
Well, I'm driving past exit 13 on the southern state. My mobile rig is a J218, and it's a pretty good rig for what I needed.
That's cool. I have to tell you, I've been out of ham radio for a lot of years, and so a lot of the bottle numbers aren't familiar to me, but you sound good, and repeater sounds good. I haven't been on this repeater in probably 30 years, believe it or not. But we're back on, and just wanting to say hello to people. Go ahead.
Well, hello to you. I hope you're doing well today. And I just got my ham license in April, but I wanted to be an extra, so before I went into the radio part, so I wouldn't have any restrictions in that sense. So that's what I did. I became an extra in July, and I've been trying radio ever since.
That's very cool. I myself am advanced for it, but I got my license, believe it or not, since 1965. Very, very active on Limark and this repeater back in the 70s and early 80s. But like I said, sort of got uninvolved, started a business, brought the family into the business. Now the boys are running it, and wife and I are retired. Spend most of my time at a place we have in the Caribbean, but we're up here now just making sure that everything in the house is good, and seeing the family, seeing the kids and grandkids, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I'm relatively young, I guess, but I still have 15 more years of work to do, and I hope to be somewhat in a really good place, so like when I do retire, I can travel, make more contacts with new radio equipment. I really like radio, but it's so expensive. I would really like a 7300, but it's not in the cards right now.
I hear that. Well, my story is I just got back involved in the hobby, as I said, in December. and called the boys over at Ham Radio Outlet, and they set me up with a ZyQ G90, which is a 20-watt HF transceiver and an N-fed wire antenna. And we set it up at our place down in the Caribbean, and made a whole bunch of contacts with it. Also got a VHF, VHF radio, and made a bunch of contacts with that also. And I've been kind of jonesing for one of those ICOM 7300s, and a month or two ago I bought one, and I'm looking at it right now. Still haven't put much mileage on it, but it's obviously a big step up from the G90, and we'll be bringing it down to the place and setting it up, and hopefully be able to make even more contacts. I made over 500 contacts with the G90 all over the world. It just amazed me. Go ahead.
I actually have a G90 and an NFED antenna, but I have it in a V configuration because, one, I don't have much, I don't have many positions I could put my antenna in, and my wife does not like anything that doesn't look out of place, so I'm very limited to my options.
I hear that. Well, fortunately, my wife was a ham for a number of years also. In fact, we actually met through ham radio. And so we're both involved in the hobby, and she had a rig in her car, I had a rig in my car, and unfortunately, as I said, we both kind of moved away from the hobby. But I got to tell you, that G90, even with the N-fed wire, which is, you know, relatively simple antenna, I'm just amazed at the contacts I made and the reports that I got. And I'm figuring that the 7300 is going to be even better.
Well, I'm not doubting the radio because I think it's a nice piece of equipment also for the price. But I have to do something with my antenna because most of the time all I hear is static when I go through the frequencies, and I've made one contact down in South Carolina, I believe, and he said I sounded pretty good, but he sounded kind of staticky, and I know that it had to be my antenna.
Well, it probably is. Is there any way that you can stretch it out to full length rather than have it as a V configuration?
Unfortunately, no, because I have power lines along my back fence, and my house is in the middle of my lot. So the only, and my house isn't that long, so I was thinking dipole, but I would like to put it on top of the house, but the house is only, I would say, 40 feet long, and I would like to use a 66-foot dipole, but I gotta figure out how to do something like that. I was thinking about using my rain gutters. I've seen that on YouTube also.
And I don't know about that because rain gutters typically are grounded or maybe not grounded, but I don't know. That doesn't sound too promising to me. What about a vertical? They're pretty unobtrusive.
Well, I wouldn't mind a vertical, but like I said, the way, if I put something like that on, it wouldn't be aesthetically pleasing, and I'd like to keep the wife happy, and I don't know, I know there's a way I could do it with what I have, but I just need to take the time to research and try things out, play around with it.
Absolutely. Well, if your house is 40 feet long, one of the things you can do is put up a 20-meter dipole, which is only 33 feet, or maybe put up three dipoles, one for 20, one for 15, one for 10, although that probably is going to attract too much attention. But I would start off with a 20-meter dipole. I've had my best luck on 20. I've noticed the same thing on the HF band. During the day, or at least up until, let's say, the end of July, beginning of August, which is when we came back here, for the most part during the day, the bands were dead. They would open up about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and then through the evening hours. But during the day, you know, just a few stations on. So, like I said, you might just try a 20-meter dipole to start with. At least that would get you on the air and get you some contact.
All right. I'll look into that. Because I would like to, you know, make contact, you know, DX, some DX contact. That would sound really cool.
Well, I'm going to, you know, like I said, with the 20 watts and the N-fed wire, it's an MFJ antenna. It is a 66-foot antenna, so we probably have the same setup. But I've had, like I said, had my best luck on 20, and you got to start someplace. So that's what I would do if I were you. Put up a 20-meter dipole and see, you know, just start making some contacts and get into it. Do research and see where you want to go from there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to research it again. I just wish there wasn't any power lines in my backyard. That would be so much better for me. Then I could go across the whole yard with the N-fed and not worry about it.
Yeah, well, we have a small piece of property here also, and we also have power lines in the backyard. So I used to have a whole antenna farm here with a tower and a bunch of different antennas on the house, but that's long been taken down, and right now I just got this 818, and I'm using it with the long rubber ducky antenna that it comes with. And I tried, I had bought an indoor antenna for HF that was supposed to work, but didn't really do much of anything. That's what I tried on the 7300, but no luck with that. Well, like I said, I would definitely take a shot at a 20-meter dipole. That will at least get you on the air and get you making contact, and I think that would kind of change your outlook a bit.
Yeah, that sounds good. AK2AK. I think I'm going to do that. This is another problem I have, though. We have a sharp slope on my roof, and I'm not too good with height.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going up the roof these days either. And ours isn't a sharp slope. Ours is easy to maneuver on, but I've been on roofs with a sharp slope when I was younger and didn't know any better. That's not a cool thing to do. What about, can you put up a couple of TV poles, one on either side of the house, and just pound them into the ground as best you can, and secure them maybe halfway or all the way up, and then run the dipole between those two?
Well, I probably could, but then I'd have a long long feed line, and I'm trying to avoid that too.
Well, what do you consider as long? I've got a 50-foot run on my end fed into the T9.
Well, when I had my end fed configured a different way, I had a 100-foot feed line. And all I was hearing was static, and I was reading that, you know, longer feed lines make more noise, basically. So I reverse it, and now my feed line is like 10 feet. But I think that one I am using it wrong. So, like I said, I have to put my nano VNA on it and see what's happening.
The one of the good things about the G90 is that the built-in antenna tuner is fantastic. But the one thing I will tell you, if you're running the same, and I'm assuming you're running that MFJ NSAID that has the box with the toroids inside it, and then the wire runs off of that, and is connected to the box. If that's the same setup, there are two things to look at. Number one, you have to have a counterpoise, and there's a screw on the box for the counterpoise. Mine is about 20 or 25 feet, which seems to be adequate. Also, the instructions tell you that you need at least a 30, 40-foot feed line. A 10-foot feed line, I think, is going to be too short, and I'm not sure that's the best solution. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I got my NFED from the Alfa Romeo Romeo Lima site, and I didn't read that in the instructions when I was making the box, and I'll see if I can reread the instructions. If that's the case, then I did something wrong then.
Well, you know, it's cut and dry. That's what radio's always been about. Again, I don't know if you have the same setup as I do. Mine is an MFJ, and it's a prepackaged unit. It comes in a package, and the black box, the antenna wire, everything is all set up. You uncoil the wire, and you're basically, you know, mount it and attach your feed line, attach the counterpoise, and you're in business. Yours may be different. I don't know. But in any case, an NFED is going to definitely need a counterpoise. So the first thing you want to do is see if you can throw maybe 25, 30 feet or thereabouts of wire onto, assuming there's a terminal for it, and I would think that there would be. It's just basically a screw that you unscrew and then, you know, attach the wire and screw it down. And also, reread the instructions. Mine was very clear in stating that you needed to have I think it was about 25 or 30 or maybe a 40-foot feed line. So mine, like I said, is 50-foot. It's just laying haphazard out in by the side of the house, and then runs into the house, obviously, and connects to the transceiver.
Well, the NFED that I got from ARRL, it comes as a kit. And you make your own box basically with the ballon and the socket, the socket and all that, and you solder everything together yourself. So I could have screwed that up too. So I'm definitely thinking about getting something pre-made to. You know, I don't think mine is working.
Well, the fact that you're only hearing noise, like I said, I found the same thing depending on the time of the day. But once the late afternoon and evening comes, so the bands get pretty crowded. If you're looking for something fully assembled, check ham radio outlet. And also, believe it or not, Amazon, and just put in 20-meter dipole or 40-meter dipole, if that's what you want, as a search. They have these things pre-made with an insulator at the center that terminates in an SO2D9, so you can attach your coax right there. Some of them have a ballon, some don't. You don't really need a ballon on a resonant antenna like that. So usually they're about 16 and a half feet a leg for 20 meters, so you'd be looking at 33 feet. They're easy enough to make just by buying parts, but like I said, you can buy it pre-made, or you can buy one of these NFEDs pre-made. They're about, I think they're about $50 or $60, so it's not a big investment.
Yeah, I think that will be my next step. I'm on vacation next week, so I may order one and see if I can play around with that, see if I can get on the air for the winter.
All right, well, you know what, if you do that, I would get one of the MFJ, as I said, is completely turnkey. You take it out of the package, stretch it out, and anchor it on both ends, attach the feed line, attach the counterpoise, and you're done. Plus the fact that, like I said, the G90 has a fantastic antenna tuner, and that'll get you going.
Yes, I actually like the antenna tuner on that, because when the SWR is not well, and I press and I tune it, it brings it down to almost to one to one on a SWR.
Well, I know. I could not believe the capability that little radio has. Its only limitation is the fact that it's 20 watts, but, you know, I get that. It's also a tiny radio. But that antenna tuner, the automatic antenna tuner in that thing, is probably as good or better than almost anything else on the market. At least that's what I'm led to believe. And I have to... obviously, it has the automatic antenna tuner, but it also has an antenna analyzer. I'm sure you use it. You listen to an analyzer after you've used the automatic tuner. You're just about flat.
Well, it's my first. The G90 is my first HF radio. Certainly won't be the last. But my 2 meter and my 70 centimeter. I think I don't need any more. I have six. No, I'm sorry. I have five handhelds.
Well, you're going to need some more arms, I think. But, yeah, you're in good shape. I think give the G90 a shot. Get your antenna situation squared away. And I think you're going to like it. That, I think it's going to and also video output, it's the same thing. That can be configured in a V, so it's pretty flexible as far as that's concerned. So anyway, I certainly wish you luck, and hope that you get everything done. And who knows, they will be able to have a contact from your place to be down in the Caribbean.
I just gotta get my, well, breaking up a little bit, and I'm bad a little bit, so I'm going to, say 73, and very nice to meet you, Phil, and, I hope we can, talk on here again.
Absolutely, John, this is a pleasure. Good luck with your antenna adventures. If you're on vacation next week, it's time. The weather's still decent, and it's a perfect time to get yourself set up. Kate, a pleasure to talk to you. Either we'll talk to you again here on 2 meters, or maybe on the low band. I forgot your call. I didn't write it down. I think it's AK2AK or something like that. It's K2LIO.
K2LIO. I am AJ2AK. Just think of it as a Jack to a Queen, Jack to a King.
Excellent. Have a good day, and good luck with your antenna project. 73.
73 to you, and AJ2AK.
K2LIO will listen on 85.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VF.
Limark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the
W2VF.
This is KD2UDU listening.
KD2UDU from KA2UCF.
I'm not sure. I didn't hear the call sign clearly. I just got out of work, thank God. And the traffic is building.
What road are you on? This is KA2UTF, Gary. Go ahead.
I'm on the service road, eastbound service road of the expressway at exit 61 right now.
I know the area. Surprised there's so much traffic there right now.
Yeah, there was a long line getting on the expressway. I don't even bother at this time. I go the back way. Going up to Hawkins Road and then Hawk Tree Road. So, yeah, my name is Wayne. I've heard you before, Gary.
Okay, very good, Wayne. Way back from work.
Roger, Roger. I just got out. I got out a little late. I have a trainee, and they've already put him on another shift, so I usually stay and help him get set up.
Okay. Yeah, I used to do stuff like that. What sort of business is it?
Do printing on clinical trial labels. So the labels that I do, you'll never really see unless you're really sick.
Ah, labels for medicine, heavy duty medicine.
Medicine being developed. So, you know, all experimental and it's got to be perfect and very profitable niche apparently. And, I don't know, I kind of fell into printing. I'm good at it. I've done other types over the years, but this is what I'm doing now.
Yep, imagine in that case, accurate label. Okay, well, that's an interesting application. All right, let me ask you, do you have a power mic? Because your audio is like water.
Oh, negative. Maybe I'm... because I'm fairly close to Sheldon. As far as I know, the radio is only putting out 25 watts and using the stock mic.
Okay, well, maybe it's on mic. Okay, taking a break here in Jacksonville. I decided to beat myself up by trying to learn taking a course for practice.
Sorry, Gary, what did you say you're trying to learn? I didn't hear that.
Trying to learn the clarinet.
Oh, all right. Very impressive. I gave up on guitar. I had many guitars over the years. I used to try and play a lot, but you know, you really got to devote a lot of time to get good at musical instruments. I just don't have the time, and I have other hobbies that, you know, not as single-minded as I should be, you know.
We'll cut you some slack, Wayne. You're still working. I'm retired, so I'm not sure. But I keep myself pretty busy, no question about it. Trouble is, you know, you try to do too many things at once, and you don't get any of them up to speed where you'd like, so you have to try to limit the number of things you do. But, you know, I've had this bug to run the clarinet for a while, so I finally decided to give it a shot. But even to the point where I bought a fairly good clarinet. But now that I've invested a little money into it, I have no excuse to not to practice, shall we say.
Well, it's good to have good equipment, start with something good. Yeah, like I said, I had many guitars over the years, and good ones. I had the one that I really missed, I had a Les Paul. It was a pleasure to play that one.
That's a very nice piece. My son has played the guitar since he was 10. Yeah, after he took his college degree, he went back to the second one of music. He still, like, fulfilled it for a few days. But, yeah, I got the gift. Actually, my hand.
Most of that I didn't hear. I'm starting to lose you in the static. So I guess I'm going to sign, I don't know, the repeater or next to some power lines. I'm not sure if that's doing it, but whatever. This is KD2UDU, and I wish you 7-3, and we'll talk again another time. All right, have a good night. Nice talking to you.
KD2UDU, KD2BCQ, hi Wayne.
Hey, did you call me or was that like a group call yesterday?
Was Mike initiating a group call from upstate by that bridge? I guess he wanted to share the sunset with everybody. It looked like a pretty sunset. But when I said hello to you, I thought you, Lisa said it sounds like Wayne thought you called him and I didn't. That's what I was trying to tell you. I didn't call you. Mike initiated a group call to everybody. I guess, to share the sunset with everybody.
Roger. Yeah, because when I answered my phone, I saw your face. I didn't see. I mean, it was like multiple screens, but I only saw you. And I was in a restaurant, and I had family all.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I understand. Like I said, I just think he was calling to share the sunset. It was pretty over the bridge. I think that was Mike's phone that was showing you the picture of the bridge. I don't know who that young guy, could that have been Vic? I'm not sure. I saw you and another young gentleman, and then I saw a picture of the bridge and me.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of guys that I haven't met yet either that, Mike is constantly bringing people into the fold, so to speak. So, I haven't met everybody yet. And I see names on that group chat that we do that I'm not really that familiar with.
Good for Mike. He's got boundless energy and incredible passion. He's beyond my ability.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I mean, it's all I can do is to go to work every day and but it's starting to get to him. I mean, he's been complaining about, his back hurting and his feet hurting, now that he's working and he's standing up all day.
Oh, that stinks. Oh, by the way, I saw the picture of you at Danford's the other day. My wife and I used to love going there, sitting outside. Did they have music?
Really, it was a really good band. And we had, perfect seats right at the rail. And outdoors. And that was a terrible picture. I shouldn't have even put that up. that was a couple of drinks in. I just took the phone out, took a quick picture, and then sent it out. But yeah, it was a really enjoyable night. My wife's birthday was Friday, so we went out for her birthday.
Picture was awesome. It was a picture of pure contentment. You had that Cheshire Cat look on your face. It was great.
Two drinks of bourbon doesn't hurt.
Rarely does. I've only experienced it seems to help whatever the situation might be.
Yeah, but I had a good weekend. I mean, it would have been nice to go hiking there, but I had too much going on.
You know what, I would love to, but with my spine the way it is, it would just wipe me out. I mean, it can't happen anymore. Physically, it just can't happen. And if I could be on my feet that long, I'd be surf fishing or golfing. So, you know, it's just not in my cards anymore, Wayne. I got to kind of slow down, and I just can't do the things I used to do. And I'm going to have to learn how to live with it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, George. I'm not too far behind you, really. It amazes me I'm still going to work every day. I closed the pool yesterday. You know, I used concrete blocks to hold the cover down. And that's like about 25 concrete blocks. And, you know, I had to lay on the ice pack last night because my back was killing me.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I understand. I empathize with you 100%. What are you going to do? You know, getting older, all the wear and tear on your body over the years starts to take its toll. It's hard for me because I've always been extremely physical and active. But like I said, you know, you just got to learn how to deal with it. So it is what it is. I'm sorry you were hurt, though. I know how that feels. Did you ever try that hemp cream I mentioned?
No, negative. I haven't, George. I've been meaning to, but I never got around to it. And, you know, I got the mask, so I use the mask every night. The what do you call it? Dreamwear mask? Is that what they call it?
Dreamwear. I mean, that thing is awesome. Actually, I've been sleeping through the night. I've been taking, the doc gave me a real powerful muscle relaxer for all my spasms. So I take a muscle relaxer, a melatonin, and either Advil or a small, a light painkiller. And I've been adding a couple of drops of hemp oil under the tongue. And I've been able to sleep through the night. Miraculous. I don't understand it, but you know what? I'll take it. It feels good to get some rest.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you take the hemp oil orally. I thought you were supposed to rub it. Yeah, I have no clue with that stuff.
I tried a bottle of hemp oil. You put it under your tongue, it absorbs through your skin. But the hemp cream, you actually rub on your skin. So it's actually two different hemp products. And I don't know if the oil really makes a difference, but I swear by the hemp cream, it absolutely takes the pain out of my spine, my lower spine.
I'm going to have to try it then, George. I'm in pain all the time, and, you know, just after a while, you just learn to ignore it.
It's like it comes to the point where you just live with it. It's just there. I live with it. I'm careful not to exacerbate it with, you know, a lot of physical activity. I can do some physical activity. I can move around. I can walk a little bit, but it's got to be really limited, unfortunately. But it is what it is. I'll send you a picture of the stuff that I got. And, you know, if you want it, you know, see what it does for you. I know that if I rub that on my lower spine, it takes the pain away in about 15, 20 minutes.
Anyway, listen, I'm in my driveway. I'm going to go in. So I'll probably be on later. I know I'm definitely going to be on for the internet, and probably before that. So I'll say 7-3 for now, and we'll talk to you later. Right, George?
Yeah, buddy. I'll talk to you later, Wayne. I got to hit the Aries. There's the Aries net tonight at 7:30, and then I'll jump over to this repeater and catch up with you there. 73, Wayne. Good talking to you. I hope you feel better. I'm glad you had a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. This is KD2VCQ, and I'll be standing by.
But yeah, this is KD2UDU, and I will be clear. Talk to you later.
KD2NSJ, KD2VCQ. Are you out there, Sam?
Yeah, George, I'm here. I was waiting for you all to finish. I was going to try to grab Wayne before he got out of the car. I know how you all feel about that. I'm in pain too.
That's good. Yeah, Sam, you're in the noise. You're in a lot of the static. I'm not sure. Are you on a mobile radio, or is your antenna in a bad spot?
Oh, I didn't know, George. I'm on the base radio.
Transmission sounded a lot better. Maybe you didn't have the mic by your mouth. Good by you?
Yep, George, everything is good here. Keeping up with the time, watching a little TV. Got beat up real bad on that football pool. But I'll rebound.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, you can't keep a good man down, Sam.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was on that thing last night, our program, but that one guy talked so long, you know, I just hate that.
I hear you. Yeah, I can't tolerate long speeches. If you can't say it in 5 or 10 minutes, don't say it at all.
Yeah, I'm going to listen tonight, though, and get you the George FIU is on about the radio drop. Hi, George, I'm glad you called me, man. That was nice of you.
Oh, Sam, I'm always thinking about you. You're my friend. You're a good man. I'd love to meet you one day, actually. It'd be really good to meet you. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe when this COVID disappears or something, we get a chance to get together and spend a little quality time.
Okay, yeah, I got a note from you from way back. They call me anytime, so that's what I'll do. I'll give you a call, and I'll text you a picture of me and the family so you get a chance to see it.
That would be fantastic. I would really enjoy that, Sam.
No problem. Later on, I'll do it on first thing in the afternoon. Find a nice picture. Well, I'm not getting in trouble with the wife. I can send you a picture. Yeah, and then this way you'll get a chance to see. And then we definitely will see each other one day.
To that, that's for sure. That's going to be a good day, buddy.
Thanks, George. Yeah, I was just getting ready to get up when you called me. I said, can somebody call me? All right, how's the audio now?
You're a little bit better. There's a lot of static on your line for some reason, and I don't usually hear that, so I'm not sure what's going on by you.
Okay, wait, I'm changing the antenna. Hold on. Yeah, I just heard the static.
That last transmission was crystal clear. That was perfect. By the way, how is my transmission?
There's something with the... Yours is a little static, but I can understand you good, but I hear, like, wind blowing, you know, like that. So I changed the antenna.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Your transmission is perfect now. I'm not sure what's going on. Other antenna? But it was very, very staticky, and you were just above the static. I could hear you, I could understand you, but I really had to listen clear to get it clear.
Okay, yeah, that's the slip gem that they were talking about. I have a slip gem that's upstairs on the second floor. But sometimes when the weather bad reception, this one's inside the room, band up, real antenna. I'm going to move it upstairs.
That's a good idea. If you can get at it, if you can do that, sure. I was actually wondering, I have that Diamond X30A. I have my attorneys going after the HOA, and they're in talks with them. I'm hoping that maybe I'll make a suggestion that I could put the X30A up in the attic above, you know, up on the second floor. I'm not sure if they'd go for it, but if they let me do that, it wouldn't be visible to anybody. I could run the cable down the outside wall of the house and be able to have it up 2 stories. So I don't know if that'll happen, but that's wishful thinking at this point. I'll just use that ladder line I've been using.
Yeah, George, if it don't work, don't fight with them, you know, because they can get ugly with you. I saw online apartment antenna. Just on the rail of your window, and you point it, stick out just out the window. But the only thing is, you gotta clip the clip on each band that you want to talk on. It's not automatic, like you just sort of try to clip it on. It comes with a really a nice antenna of yours. Sticks out the window. It's called an apartment antenna, and just a 7-foot width. You can't even notice it, you know. And
like I said, this ladder line antenna, I have it buried under a corner trim of the vinyl siding, so they'll never see it. The thing is, it's like just up to the bottom of the deck above me. It's like 8 feet off the ground. So it doesn't really have that much height. I was looking at it to see if there was any place else I could bury it, but right now there really isn't. So, I'm gonna see. I'll keep plugging away. You know me, fam. I don't give up. I'm not going to fight with them. I'm going to ask them if I could put it up there. If they say no, it's no. I'm not going to argue. If my attorneys can find the legal way for me to put it up, then we'll go that way.
Okay. Yeah, George, either way, but you sound okay, and you're getting out. Your antenna I'm talking about is for your HF. Really nice. Maybe about getting a nice one and a window sill.
Being able to see it is awesome. That's a good thing. Yeah, so other than that, I don't really have much going on here. I'm going to have the granddaughters coming over tomorrow through Thursday, so my wife and I are going to be busy taking care of them all day. Other than that, I'm just hanging in there.
Yep, me too, George. I'm just here. Wait for my daughter to get home from work to play school on Monday. And when she's out, just gonna order dinner and just relax. Alright, it's a pleasure, babe. And let me know how you're feeling later. I heard of hemp oil, so I'm gonna look it up and see if it is.
I'm going to go on WhatsApp. I think you and I are connected on that app, WhatsApp. I'm going to post pictures of it there for you and for Wayne. So that way you have it. You know, I've tried a couple. I'll send you the ones that I think are best. Like I said, I can't really talk too much about the oil, but the hemp cream, if I put that on my lower spine, the pain goes away in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I heard you saying it. I'm going to try it.
Go through Amazon and get it.
Pictures on
outside.
I don't want picture up there. That's why I said I'll text you a picture. I don't know everybody on there.
I hear that, Sam. No, I'm talking about you and I are individually connected, not as a group. That's where I sent you that text that time that you could call me anytime, and I sent you my phone number. Only you and I can see that. Nobody else sees that text.
Yep, and that was nice of you. Thank you so much. So you'll have my number when I send it. So, all right, George, I'm going to look for it, relax, get some rest. And I'm glad you told me about the antenna. I switched back. I'll be clear on your final.
This is KD2VCQ. I'm going to say, hey, Sam, it's always a pleasure hearing your voice, and it's good to hear you're up and about. I'm going to send that picture over just to you, and I'll talk to you soon. You stay well. I'll be on the net later tonight. I got to hit a short Aries net at 7:30, and I'll jump right over to here after that. This is KD2VCQ. I'll be standing by.
Okay, George, yeah, I'm going to be on the net tonight, too.
NV2T listening, November Victor 2 Tango.
November Victor 2 Tango from Kilo Alpha 2, Kilo Tango Fox.
82 VCQ from NV2T. Very good. Just a quickie, just running some tests here. Old Kenwood TR751, low power, and just into a little vertical out here in West Kansas. But the audio sound okay, and am I making the machine all right?
Watch for that. You're hitting the repeater fine. I hear you full time. I got a little hiss, but I think that's me. That's not you, because that's there all the time. So I think you're coming out really well.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I resurrected this thing from the graveyard. Oh, my God, what a crazy thing it is. And the audio sounds okay?
That sounds fine. It's quite natural. I'd be happy if I were you.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much. Yeah, this thing is... I opened it up, and I fixed a couple of things, but I never saw so much stuff packed into a box. I mean, I miss the old days where I could see the solder joints on the loop connector. This stuff scares the heck out of me, you know? But so far, so good. I don't know. I don't think they're meant to be worked on anymore, you know?
Sure,
doesn't seem that way. At least certainly not by me. My eyes are not even good for that anymore. My hands shake a little bit, so yeah, I'm not going to be doing any fine soldering any fine soon. Yeah, very good. I'm glad you said that. I feel a little better now. I was trying to wire up some power, connectors for the amplifier. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? I used to do this stuff so easily, but I guess it is the age creeping up, you know. So I have to come to the realization I can't do what I used to do. Plus, I'm not as brave as I was, you know. When I opened this thing up, I looked at all that stuff in there. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So far, so good. Thank you so much for coming back. I appreciate it.
Roger that, no problem. I don't think the age creeps up on you. I think it assaults you like out of a dark alley with a large sledgehammer.
Well said, well said. You know why? Because, I mean, my brain is still like I'm 18, you know. I got boom, bah, bah. And then all of a sudden I realize the joints are hurting, the hand is shaking, the eyes, I got 18 different pair of glasses, I can't see anything. I don't know. It's wild, isn't it?
I need a pair of glasses to find my glass. But anyway, it's a real pleasure talking to you, buddy. Your radio's working fine. I'm glad you're hitting the repeater good. This is KD2 VCQ, and I'm going to be standing out day 73. I'll be standing by.
Very good, old man. KD2 VCQ. Nice call, by the way. Norway Victor 2 Tango. No vacation. Take high, high. No valves, two transistors. Oh, ho. Name is Jim. Thanks again. Appreciate it. It's really fun for me.
This is George, by the way, and I'm located in Smithtown.
Fine business, George. Very good. Like Smithtown. No bull. Uh-huh. I thought if they found a bull in Smithtown, that would lose. That would have been funny, you know.
Thanks for that. Anyway, I'll talk to you soon, Jim. You have a good afternoon. KD2 VCQ standing by.
7-3 is low, man. Thanks.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
KGRY downtown portable.
Downtown portable KA2UTF.
KA2UPS from KG2RY. Name is David. Father Demo Paul in Greenwich Village. Hope you're having a great day so far.
Hey David, you got Gary of KA2UTF. Walking around Greenwich Village. Fine business. My family used to live there way back when. And what, you got a handheld with a rubber duck? If so, you're doing a remarkable job into the machine.
Gary, I'm sitting in the park and I'm operating Echolink. It's rare that I get a signal from the Glen Oaks repeater. Sometimes I guess it bounces off of some metal on a building high up. Back to you.
Okay, David, now I understand. Well, the copy is fine and of course it would be if it's directly. Just sitting in the shack / office, taking a break from our other activities, and we heard you on there. You have a beautiful day to be out and about.
QSO. It's a beautiful day. I woke up feeling 100% rested. I had some grapefruit and coffee, and it was very nice. I spent a good amount of time on my radio making DX contacts One was with a man in Norway. In Norway, we had maybe 10 or 15 minutes conversation. We talked about his concern for COVID. KA2UPS from KG2RY.
Okay, David. Yeah, that's a nice contact. I wonder which band you made it on. I'm guessing 20 meters. And I've been sort of keeping track on how the low bands are doing through conversations with other hams. My overall impression is that things are picking up. Go ahead, David.
QSO, Gary, I understand your concern. You know, if I turn the radio on at 7:45 in the morning when I get up, I might hear some activity. I don't know, maybe something coming out of South America or Europe, you know. The signals can peak at 5:09, 10:09. Then for a while it goes completely dead. There's some activity between the states, you know, United States of America, and then the other signals that come back in the afternoon, there's signals from Europe. I worked a couple of European stations on 17 meters also, and yeah, it was pretty good today. It was up and down. There was a lot of QSB. And every day is different from moment to moment, you know. So you got to have the time to listen, you know.
Fully understood, David, yeah. I know exactly the type of conditions that you're describing. And, of course, you would have to monitor the band for a long period in order to pull something out of the soup. But and I guess on occasion the band could suddenly wake up when it seemed dead. But you know, from my past experience, sometimes this band seems dead. Seems like it's dead, but it isn't. And suddenly a signal comes through from quite distant. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if I stop here, loud signals at, say, 9:45 a.m., I'll tune around the broadcast band, you know, shortwave and amplitude a.m., medium wave, and I would listen for a while, and then maybe at 11 o'clock, I would go back, or 11:30, so I give myself an hour and a half, an hour or 45 minutes, and then I listen to the 20-meter band and the 17-meter band. Hearing a lot of action on 40 meters, daytime and early evening, not too late at night.
KG2RY, KA2UTF.